Finally, I want to talk about asking questions of teenagers. It is not at all unusual for parents to ask teenagers questions which simply set the parents up for trouble. As children grow older, it is interesting to observe the changes that take place in how parents talk to their children. Verbal interactions between parents and their teenage children tend to be basically functional. Rather than just shooting the breeze with their children, their verbal interactions are almost always related to getting information of some sort. Where have you been? Where are you going? Why did you do that? And so on. My advice to parents is that although it may be necessary from time to time to ask these kinds of questions, since information is necessary, they should also spend a good deal of time just shooting the breeze with their kids. This provides a wonderful opportunity for children and their parents to keep getting acquainted. When asking questions of teenagers, be careful to not ask questions that make things worse. For example, let's consider the question, "How many times have I told you to hang up your clothes?" This question only makes things worse because it can be answered and nothing has gotten better. For example, the youngster can reply, "You're going to have to tell me 20 more times." The kid has answered the question, but the clothes are still not hung up. Furthermore, things are even worse because the parents are angrier and the kid is seen as a smart-mouthed brat. Rather than asking the question, make a statement of your expectations and then let the consequences get the job done for you. For example, rather than asking the question, "How many times have I told you to hang up your clothes?" either ignore asking the question at all and wait until the child does hang up his clothes and then acknowledge that, or say something like, "Your allowance is ready once your clothes are hung up." Let the consequences do the nagging for you. Remember, either ignore the mess and wait for it to be cleaned up and then acknowledge that, or let the consequences carry the message by saying, "Your allowance is ready when your clothes are hung up," or "The car is available as soon as your room is cleaned." Next, don't ask questions that are going to alienate you from your teenagers. For example, "Why don't you get your hair cut?" or "Why don't you cut that mangy beard?" Rather, just let the consequences carry the message. "You bet you can use the car Saturday, son, just as soon as you get your hair cut." Don't ask questions that prompt your children to lie. "Did you steal that money from my dresser?" Rather, say nothing until you have proof, then administer the consequences for stealing. In the meantime, keep your money secure and your mouth shut. Don't ask questions about behaviors that are obvious. "Have you been smoking again?" Rather, give empathy. "I'm really sorry that you have chosen to keep on smoking. When you decide to quit, I'll be happy to help in any way I can." In the meantime, the natural consequences of smoking will fall where they may. For the most part, say nothing. Just keep giving love and empathy and support. Ignore the smoking entirely. Don't ask questions that arouse personal animosities. "Why do you associate with such crummy kids?" Rather, keep your mouth shut until you can say something good about your children's friends. I don't know of any surer way of getting your kids to associate with unwholesome peers than to nag them about the crummy friends they keep. Avoid asking questions that lead to further conflict. "Aren't you just about the biggest mess imaginable?" Rather, bite your tongue. Keep your mouth shut and wait for a positive characteristic to surface, then acknowledge that. You might have to wait for a while, but it's worth the wait. Avoid asking questions if you expect the answer to be one that you don't want to hear. "Are you going to school today?" Rather, assume that the child is going to school and simply say, "It's time to get ready for school." If the child refuses, Let the consequences do your nagging for you. The questions that we ask our teenage children can go a long way toward improving or destroying our relationship with them. Think about the questions that you ask your children and analyze the consequences of those questions. As I work with parents and children, I am simply alarmed at the tendency of parents to ask questions simply as a way of needling and digging at their children. Questions that fall into the category, have you quit beating your wife? Don't ask questions that lead to further conflict or that open the door for disharmony between you and your children. Ask clean questions. Questions that are designed to get at needed information, not that deliver angry messages. It is not unusual for parents to ask questions that are not at all intended to get answers. Rather, they are simply clumsy ways that parents use to say something that's eating away at them. Constantly look for opportunities to say nice things to your kids. Substitute questions with statements of your expectations, and leave the consequences to carry your message and to do your nagging for you.